Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. You're listening to BBS Radio. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing live, free psychic readings for the listening audience. Calls are toll-free. I am here. We are here. Your Inner Thoughts is here with Michael Goger twice a week, every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're a new listener, write that down on your calendar so you don't forget. Every Sunday and Thursday, free readings, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have a good show planned for Easter Sunday. I hope everybody is having a lovely Easter and looking forward to the spring, the summer coming, rebirth. And my guest today is in theme with Easter, rebirth, growing, grass, autumn, the spring, the flower buds, putting your garden in, getting ready for the summer, and taking care of your property. And it's also in line with, being a light worker. If you're a businessman, you kind of have a little bit of responsibility to work with the environment, or at least kind of gear your product towards being good for the environment, or at least not hurting it in any way. And this is a green topic, which is in line with Easter again. So everything is about Easter and organic and green. And I'd like to introduce my guest, Neil Mitchell. Neil, how you doing, buddy?
Good, buddy. That was quite an intro. Thank you very much.
Not bad for ad-libbing.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? Well, right off the top of my head.
Yeah,
but,
excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm very pleased to be here. I hear you're becoming quite a household name in the psychic world.
I'm getting there, buddy. I'm busy. I'm loving what I'm doing. It's a struggle. It's also.
Well, we all face struggles, in being in business. Whether you're a psychic medium, or if you're in the landscaping, lawn care business like myself, or anything else. You know, there's challenges in everything we do.
Sure, and it's in line with today's show. Small businessman, independent businessman in a big world, and also...
It is a big world.
It is, and there's a lot involved. And, you know, when I went from, being wages and a punch card, to being a businessman working from home, it changed. It takes a while to get used to.
You have to be disciplined. Yeah, you have to discipline yourself because there's not a lot of structure there.
Oh yeah. And not only that, it used to be like week to week. I lived from week to week. Now it's from day to day. When I get up in the morning, it's like I got to make money today.
Exactly.
And it's a serious thing because it's your livelihood.
Sure.
So, and that's where the discipline comes in and all the other stuff that's on top of it. So, Neil, I just want to get the numbers out there for the toll-free calls. And then we'll talk more about your product, Seaweed Plus.
Sounds
good. All natural, organic fertilizer.
It's a wonderful product.
What you're doing. Right, and I'd like to let the listeners know that you're also a very special friend and the husband of who I call Shailene, my webmaster and the producer of the show. And it's an honor to have you here. It's special for me. Another special show that'll go on my wall, my studio wall.
Excellent. I'll be on the Wall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm going to dip it in silver or gold and frame them, I guess. I got a handful of shows.
The only other Wall of Fame I've ever been on is I ate a big burger at the local tavern, and I'm on the Wall of Fame for that. But
it's good.
So this is quite an honor for me.
Yeah. Well, in a way, you're my manager, I guess, or in control of me, I guess. How does that feel to have a rising maverick DJ in your stable? You can put that down on the list. Too.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Anyway, let's get the numbers out there. Toll-free USA. Get your pen and paper out. Everybody probably already knows it. It's all over BBS radio website. It's all over my website, michaelgoga.com. Toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you have a plan, you can dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. And if it's busy, just keep it in real dial. I'm going to talk more with Neil and about his product and what it's like basically starting from scratch in the business world. And I'll give him a quick reading, and I'll take calls from the listeners to do readings. So hang on. Enjoy the show. It's going to be very interesting because I'm very interested in what you're doing, Neil. I find it fascinating. Where'd you get the idea for the Seaweed Plus?
Well, see, like I've been in the lawn care business for, my goodness, over almost 25 years, I guess. I started at a very young age in the landscaping business as well. And lately, like the last several years, you know, the cities and towns have been banning any kind of herbicide and chemicals used in lawn care products. So, you know, guys like myself, you have to start looking for alternative methods of fertilizing. And I did a little bit of research on the seaweed, and over in England they've been using it for centuries. You know, everybody used to, anybody that lived on the water used to go take seaweed and throw it in their garden and till it in, and
sure.
You know, it worked well that way. So I just basically took old technology and put a modern twist on it and added a few of my own ingredients. And then, you know, it wasn't overnight that I came up with this. It was a lot of trial and error, and you know, it took a couple of years, but I finally refined this product that I call Seaweed Plus Organic Fertilizer. And you know, it works very well. And the seaweed comes right from off the coast of Nova Scotia here. And
wow.
I buy it from a local supplier. And you know, seaweed is you know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, it's a natural storehouse of over 60 natural occurring major nutrients, carbohydrates and amino acids.
Yeah.
And it really helps. It really helps promote the plant growth and the quality and the vigor of the plant. And it's environment friendly, and it's also a renewable resource. So it's not like there's any great shortage of it out there. It keeps replenishing itself. So
amazing.
You know, it's like a
perpetual moving energy. It's keeps replenishing itself. Yeah, it goes right back to where it came from, then comes back again, and
exactly.
And that's what we're up against now in the world with the fossil fuel and the running.
We're depleting everything.
We are in trouble. We are really in trouble. And any businessman today leaning towards green or organic will have success.
It's not easy getting something certified organic with the government. You'd think that they'd be on our side to try to, you know,
sure.
go green, but they make it very, very difficult.
Sure.
And, you know, there's so many hoops you have to jump through with federal government and provincial government that, you know, it deters a lot of people from even doing it, you know.
Sure.
So I've been at it for, you know, a couple of years now trying to get it certified in Canada, and I'm working at it now for in the United States, which it's quite a bit different in the United States. It's not governed federally. Every state is individual, so it makes it a little easier to break into a market there.
Right.
So,
right.
But I, you know, I have a trademarked in both the United States and Canada. So, so pretty soon, Seaweed Plus will be a household name, just like Michael Goger is.
Good. And I'll tell you what, buddy. Wherever Michael Goger goes, Seaweed Plus is going to be right there alongside him.
There you go. Excellent.
Right to my dying breath.
Good
and,
to hear.
For several reasons. Not only because you're a special friend of mine, and basically I feel like your wife is my sister.
Yes.
And it's quite a connection. So, and I believe in what you're doing, and I believe it's good for what everybody should be doing, trying to help the planet. So,
Everybody should try to do their part. I mean, and people are starting to start to think about that. They're starting to take responsibility for their actions and realize that, you know, the environmental footprint that they've been leaving behind them is getting pretty big, and it's affecting our future. It's affecting our children. You know, if things don't change, what's going to happen in 50 years?
Oh, yes,
you know,
we are going to be in trouble.
We're going to be in trouble.
Now, Neil, is it available in the States and in Canada, and how can you get Seaweed Plus?
Well, right now it's available locally in Nova Scotia here, where I'm based out of, and
okay.
I sell it on eBay, and I'm working on distribution right now in South Carolina. So that'll be, hopefully my U.S. distribution will be based out of there.
Wow.
So,
yeah. Well, someday.
Yeah.
Someday I'll be your New York distribution.
Exactly.
Maybe.
There you go.
How's that sound, buddy?
Yeah, sounds
and,
good.
Now, fertilizer, when I even look at the name, it makes my skin tingle, because I really do feel psychically that you're going to be very successful with this product.
What makes it different from other fertilizers? And, you know, there's lots of organic products out there. But what makes mine stand out are the numbers. Like, every fertilizer has three numbers that you go by. There's a nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. So my numbers are 18-2-6. So the 18 is the nitrogen. And that's a very high number for an organic product. And so that alone, like those numbers alone, are going to sell this.
Yeah. And so you got your high numbers, and also just... you're just looking at it. Well, I guess I'm looking at it psychically, too, and feeling and seeing things maybe everybody won't feel, but it's there, subliminal, you know.
Well, when I came up with the name Seaweed Plus, you know, I wanted my product to have the name seaweed in it, obviously, because that's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think, what can go with that? And I thought, plus. Well,
yeah.
It makes sense, because plus, there's more to this than seaweed, and the pluses on this are astronomical, you know, the spin-off from it, from the environmental impact and your flowers blooming and bigger blooms.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like if you could spray this on your flower garden and, you know, your marigolds are going to double in size, or your tomato plants.
Yeah.
You know,
nice.
it's mainly for lawns, but I'm working on another product for strictly for plants, and it'll have a little bit lower nitrogen content in it, because as any gardener knows out there, if you put too much nitrogen in a plant, it gets a little woody and leafy and doesn't do as well. But there's other products. I'm working on potting soil and also I might add that this fertilizer doesn't kill weeds. What it does, it makes your lawn healthy, thick, and lush, and creates a really good strong root system that weeds won't survive in it. Because everybody knows that weeds don't like a healthy environment. They grow in a poor lawn. And for the weed control, I've found another organic method of controlling it, and it's called corn gluten. And all it is it's a byproduct of corn. And there's a protein in the corn kernel that prevents weeds from spreading. It stops the seeds from germinating. So it doesn't kill the weed on impact, but it stops. Once it goes to seed, that's it. It won't grow again.
Mm-hmm.
So, like all organic products, it's not overnight success. You know, it takes a little longer.
Sure.
But, it's worth it. The weight is well worth it.
Yeah, It's just like the holistic approach. I mean, with vibes, vitamins and herbs and... it takes a while to see the full benefits, and there's a reason for it, and it's well worth waiting for.
Yep.
Now, can they order it through your website, or
you can. Well, there's more information on our website. It's www.seaweedplus.ca, and also seaweedplus.com.
Right.
So there's more information on there. You can email us. You can purchase it right on the site.
Okay.
Or go to eBay. It's advertised on there.
Okay, and that's worldwide. Anywhere in the world, they can order your fertilizer through your website. Basically, just
that's
follow
right.
the instructions there. And or they can go to eBay and search it at eBay, Seaweed Plus.
You have to put in Seaweed Plus and it'll take you right to the page.
Okay. So it's www.seaweedplus.ca.
Yep.
Right? Yep. Okay. And I do wish you all the success in the world, and I do want to be a big part of it, at least as a friend and promoter and advertiser anyway. So,
well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, and so remember, folks, fertilizer. Spring is coming, summer is coming. For all your growing needs, herbs, lawn, vegetable garden, Seaweed Plus, and you can order it by going to Neil Mitchell's website, www.seaweedplus.ca, and you can order it and have it delivered to you worldwide, anywhere in the world, and
anywhere
through eBay.
There you go.
All right, buddy. I know there's a lot of people out there saying, oh, no, he's talking again. So, but I only do guests a couple times a month, and this was a special show. It is Easter, and I said I'm going to take it easy and enjoy this. So I am going to do readings. Hang on, everyone. Neil, I'd like to offer you a little quick reading before I let you go.
Well, that'd be great.
How's that sound, buddy?
Yeah.
On top of getting goose pimples with my... which is Seaweed Plus and fertilizer, I am also feeling that the internet is going to be a big part of your business, and you're definitely headed into success with it. There's no doubt about it. I want to say as soon as within 3 months, I feel a significant increase in business and activity with your with your business endeavors, not only just with the Seaweed Plus, but with the property services and everything else that you're into, and a sharing of too. I'm feeling like people want to bring you into other, and it's in line with property. I'm hearing because you're in the property services, so you do have a significant offer coming. Through property, too. It's almost like you have a chance to get in on something or be a part of something, so keep that in mind. This would be anywhere from 3 weeks to 2 months from now, so keep that in mind. And it leads to a change, a very active change, where I feel like I'm partying, celebrating, rejoicing. It's a lot of... closure, almost like I completed some. I know, it's almost like I got a direction, or I know I got a nice little active wave of energy and where it's going and what it's going to do. And this is business wise, so keep that in mind. I'm leaning towards property services and the fertilizer, so it could be a big contract, an offer. Or a highway for the product to go down. So keep that in mind. And I am going overseas with this, worldwide. It's international, I believe. And the internet will be a big part of the fertilizer. So I want to focus on that also. Let's see. There is a hint of, and emotions and hearts, love, people close to me, moving closer to you, and we were talking about that earlier, me and Shay, so they're bringing this up again, so you may see this develop as a move or a relocation somewhere in your arena affecting you or being an issue, either somebody moving closer to you or moving or relocating. You're a part of it, I'm feeling. So keep that in mind because you got that coming up too.
Right.
I feel like the people involved are very emotional with this. There's deeper reasons for this, possibly mental and spiritual also. I don't believe there's an agenda other than emotional and mental. So keep this in mind. And I'm also being noted too. I feel like I believe it's the fertilizer, Neil. I do believe it's Seaweed Plus. I feel like you're being noted for this and being recognized, and people are opening the doors for you as it catches on and as people get to really look at it. I feel as though it gains momentum. It's a product that's going to, as it's gets as it gets more light, it gains momentum. It's the only way it can go is forward and bigger. So, and I'm kind of like noted for it, or having things happen that normally wouldn't happen. Maybe because it's organic, and maybe because it's green, and you know what I mean. So,
right.
I'm being treated a little differently, or a little better than most. Or more doors are opening because of the green and organic aspects. So, and then it leads to, you know, I do feel as though I want to see April, May, June, June-ish, the beginning of June. It's really showing signs of that excitement where you know it's going to go. That it's almost like it's confirmed that it's picking up and gaining the interest momentum too. So right around June, end of May, June with this. So let's see. I think that's about all I'm getting, unless you had a question, Neil, that you were need answered.
I think you hit everything right on the head there, especially with the moving people moving closer to me. There's something in the works there. I'm hoping is going to materialize in the next few months.
Big time.
I'm putting a lot of my energy into you know, this fertilizer and getting it on the shelves of stores. You know, I've been using it for 8 or 9 years now, but I've always sold it as a service. I'd go spray somebody's lawn with it. Mm-hmm. So this is new to me, packaging it and putting it in stores. So that sounds very positive.
Sure, with the packaging, getting it in stores, the shipping, and promoting and sales, I believe those are the doors that are gonna be open for you. The market kind of expands, and I believe it's because of the organic green thing, plus the magic behind it. I just feel that the energy, your heart and soul, and the way you put this together is complementing the green organic, and it's gonna have doors that some people wouldn't have. So,
right.
And and partnerships too. Networking is also jumping at me, and I'm also getting interested parties being a part of the journey too. Like other people saying, "Hey, I got an idea, or I got an offer." I feel like you're going to be seeing some of that too within 2 to 3 months. So. I believe that it's gonna take care of you and go well for you, buddy.
Well, I hope so. The networking is a very important part of it. Maybe I should be doing more golfing and going to the tavern more. Do you think? Do you see that in my future?
I would definitely put half. I can see that. Plus, I would put half of my energy and thought into marketing, networking, and advertising, and that would be in line with playing golf with somebody who's got some money.
Exactly.
That's probably the route I would take too myself.
Right.
You know.
And,
so,
and golf courses are one of my target customers.
See what I mean?
Yeah. Interesting.
So, and I'm being told from Spirit that 50% of the energy should go into creative, like we're talking about, marketing and advertising and promoting.
Right.
So because you already got the product and the theme, the rest is just the. Who you know, really?
Yeah, I've done all the groundwork on the product. So I mean, I know it works, and I've tested it for several years. So now you're right. Now is the time to sell it and do the networking, and I'd like to see it go. You talked about overseas. I'd like to see that. I see Asia as a large market, certainly Europe.
Sure. Especially the countries that are having problems with the green issue. It's going to be also big. So you're really touching everything and every area, from entertainment to the backyard farmer.
And you know what? 20 years ago, if I was trying to do this 20 years ago without the internet, you know, it would be a struggle to try to go international with this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the internet is a wonderful tool. I mean, there's so much information out there, and you can get the word out.
Oh, yeah.
Times are changing, that's for sure.
Sure. And the internet will be a big part of it because they're giving me all four corners of the world. So it's international, and that should also be kept in the theme of putting it together. So,
right. Well, the world is mine. Mine for the taking.
Basically, that's what they're actually, you know, my imagery comes in tarot. And it's funny you said that because one of the cards they kept flashing at me in my mind's eye was the world. So you hit it right on the head.
Interesting. And there you go.
The world.
All right. Well, that's great. I appreciate that.
Did we miss anything that you like to get out there? We can get you on eBay.
I would like to mention to your listeners that if any of them have an idea out there that they've been sitting on for years or they're struggling, should I do it or shouldn't I? I encourage anybody to follow their dream. I'm not saying quit your job and put everything into a crazy idea, but if you believe in something enough, go with it. And it is hard. It's hard dealing with the bureaucracy of the government. It's hard competing with big business. For an example, my buying power for buying my supplies and different products is so low that it's driving my overhead up. So for the first couple of years, my profit margin is so narrow, and it's scary. So I just don't, it's hard to compete with big business that way. But everybody has to remember that big business started as an idea at a tavern somewhere or in your living room. They all started the same way. And then the problem with these guys, these executives of big business that are trying to squash the little guy, they seem to have forgotten that. They seem to forget where they came from, and I find that very disturbing.
Yes, I do too. That's why, Neil, part of my dream was to get big enough where I could help people like us.
Exactly.
It's 50% of the passion that drives me into radio, into chat rooms, into giving free readings away, to spend 8-10 hours a day doing what I'm doing and striving to become well known, because I want to help people like us. I want to say you have a connection. I can open a door for you, and
sure.
I don't want anything for it except maybe to sit and talk with you or to offer a friendship. And there's not enough people out there. As far as I'm concerned, there's not enough people out there doing this.
No.
It would be so easy to just open the door for someone.
Now, I'd like to franchise my fertilizer and lawn care business. So a young person out there that wants to be self-employed but just doesn't have the capital to do it, I want to be able to help that person, set them up in business in their area at a very affordable cost to them. And that's the problem with franchises, that they're asking for great big amounts of money up front, and people can't do it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then they
go ahead.
It's complex. It's complex. They keep it in the family and the clique, and there's other things going on, and it is. It's so difficult to start today, but
it is.
The ones, do what you love and love what you do and never give up. Just follow that dream.
I mean, if someone goes to a bank with an idea, unless you've got just about 95% of the financing already in place, the bank won't even look at you because, I don't know what they want to invest in, but they certainly don't want to invest in an individual.
True.
People have to put their houses up it's a challenge.
Yeah.
I've always had the entrepreneurial spirit, even as a child. That's why I started in the lawn care business so young.
Sure.
But,
sure.
It's not for the weak. I mean, you really have to, have the drive behind you and you can't be scared of rejection.
Nope.
If you fail, you may fail in your first year. Well, you have to take your mistakes and look at them and say, hey, what can I do better next time to make this work?
That's,
you know, just don't walk away from it.
That's,
you know, there's times over the in the last 25 years. I mean, I've done different things, and some things haven't worked out, and you know, I've learned not to do that again.
That's
and
right.
Sometimes I've had to take jobs that I didn't really want to do just to make that money to
right.
To put towards my dream. So you know, it's a lot of work.
That's true. That's true. And follow your dream. Never give up. If it's a dream and your heart's in it, you become what you dwell on, and you can achieve your goals and your dreams by just not giving up and focusing on it. And but there's all kinds of little tricks that go with it. But the secret is not to give up. And
Donald Trump always says, you have to love what you're doing, and if
sure.
you love what you're doing, it'll work.
That's right.
And never give up. So.
That's true. And a little sample of it, Neil, is like with the business that I'm in as a psychic. I had other people say to me, what are you, crazy bringing other readers on your show or highlighting other people in the same business? And they could take your customers or your thunder. And I found it. I said, you know what, I'm going to think outside the box. And that's how I can help people, by bringing them
well,
on my show.
This is what sets you aside from any other psychic show out there.
That's
and,
right.
You know, yeah. you're not afraid to try other
yeah.
things.
Yeah,
and
you know.
It makes the show interesting. It's not the same thing over and over again. And,
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
you
sure,
found your niche.
Sure.
So it's,
and, you know, and I'm helping someone, so I'm giving back. And, by shining the light on them, I'm helping them, and I'm helping them get a start in the business. And every time I have done it, it's done nothing but help me. So
yep.
think outside the box, and don't be afraid to network or share on the journey.
That's right.
As you're creating, it's, I
you
find
know, I've never looked at in a small area where I live here. I've never looked at my competition as a real threat. There's times that I've got together in the same room with all my competition, and we've compared ideas, and
sure.
we've sort of built off of each other.
Sure.
So you know,
yeah,
if you can do that, it makes you stronger.
Yeah. And it can be done. There are success stories out there. Thousands of them. Thousands
sure.
of them.
Sure. Yeah.
Rags to riches, small guy doing good, underdog winning. So and focus on those stories. That's where your energy comes from.
That's right.
So, all right, buddy. So one more time, www.seaweedplus.ca. You can get all your
fertilizer. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Neil, I enjoyed it. It was a thrill to me and an honor. And I thank you, buddy. And I, like I said before, where I go, Seaweed Plus goes.
Well, I appreciate that.
So if you're a fertilizer company listening, don't bother calling me. You already
got one.
I already got one, and it's going to be there for a long time.
Right on, buddy.
All right.
All right. Well, I'm sure there's lots of people who want to call in. We're chatting like a couple of schoolgirls here, so we better.
Yeah, I can hear it. I hope I get a call. Watch me not get a call now. That's
yeah,
all
right.
Yeah. I can yak. But,
no, that's all right.
Neil,
call me back. I can talk for another hour.
Okay, buddy. I'll let you go.
Thanks very much, Mike. And God
bless
you, buddy.
You later. All right. God
all
bless.
The best.
Enjoy your Easter.
Thank you.
Okay, I got a call already. Take
good
care,
job.
Neil.
Yeah.
All
bye
right,
bye.
Buddy. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Hi,
hello.
Caller.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Michael.
Hi. What's your first name?
Anna Maria.
Anna Maria, good.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What
Hi,
part
Michael.
Of the world are you
calling from? I enjoyed
your
show. I enjoy what you do, and you do such great work.
Thank you, Anna Maria.
You're welcome. I appreciate what you do.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. That was a nice way to start my first call. What part of the world are you from?
I'm in California.
California. Would you like a read?
I would love a read from you. I would
okay.
so appreciate that.
All right. Are you on a hands-free or a cell phone?
I'm not on a cell phone. I'm on a
okay.
landline. Is
All
it
right.
is it not coming in clearly?
I'm getting some feedback.
Oh,
but
I wonder what that is. I have no idea what that is.
It might be the station.
It might be.
Okay, I'll try to do what I can with it.
Okay.
It's like an echo.
Oh, really?
Okay. All right, Anna Marie, keep in mind, I just got a little bit of an echo, and it could throw me off a little bit. It's like kryptonite to Superman when it comes to... it seems better now.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm sorry for this. I'm just getting adjusted in my head, Anna Marie.
You were so clear earlier when I was listening in.
Yeah,
you came in so clear and so wonderfully.
How does it sound now?
It's okay. It's okay.
Are
I can hear you very clearly.
Oh, man, I can't read like this. Are you by your computer?
I just walked away from it, and what I will do is I'll walk outside and see if I can get a better connect.
I hate to put you through that. I don't know if it's you or...
I know, because I'm really looking forward to this.
Huh.
How's this? Is that better?
Okay. Oh, man.
Is that better? Is that better? I have a very low voice.
Yeah, I think it's... All right, I'll go with this, Anna Marie.
Okay.
I'm going to go with this. Just
okay, the other thing I can do is I can go grab one of my other lines.
No, you want to try that? It's either that or the radio station. I won't be able to read like this.
Oh, okay. Hold on one second.
Okay. Because I keep hearing myself talk, and I'm sorry.
How's
everybody.
That?
It seems a little...
It seems better.
All right. Go switch phones.
Okay, I'm going to switch a phone here.
All righty. No problem. Go ahead. I'll just keep talking. It could be it's analog, maybe, a digital. I'm using a different phone. I don't know if they're got me on the right. It seems better now that she's not talking. Anna, can you hear me? All right, if you are listening, I apologize for this, but I'm very picky when it comes to sound effects when I'm doing a reading. It's extremely important for me to at least not have any feedback going into my ear anyway. It seems much better. Anna Marie, if you can hear me, I think we're okay. Anna Marie, I might have lost her. Would she have to go across the house or upstairs? I feel bad for her. I'm sorry, everybody. It's just that if it isn't just right in my ear, I could have problems, and I'd rather not do a reading like that if I didn't have to. I'm just waiting for Anna Marie to come back. She must have had to. Or we might have lost her. That's a possibility, too. Maybe that's why I'm not hearing the feedback, because I lost her. All right. Alyssa, if you're listening, I might have lost that call. And it is getting late, so... Hi, caller. Caller, how you doing? Caller. Caller. Caller.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Okay. First name? Janine?
Pardon?
What's your first name?
Janine.
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 Janine. Okay. Janine, I'm not going to be able to read. I can't read. There's too much disturbance in the phone.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, I'm getting like a feedback or an echo.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it's getting late, too, so by the time we
for everybody?
Straighten it. Yeah, I can't. All I hear is myself talking.
Oh.
I feel like I'm reading myself or I'm in a tunnel.
Oh, I see.
Janine, I'm going to, there's something wrong with the, I'm going to hang up. I'm going to say goodbye.
Okay.
Because I can't, all I hear is myself talking to myself. It's weird.
Okay.
So I'm going to disconnect, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay, Janine, thank you. I'm
Bye.
Sorry for this.
That's okay.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
And I'll see you Thursday.